is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything that you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
Inviting you to the website at freetalklive.com. You get to control the content of the site, so head on over to freetalklive.com. You can register for an account there. You don't have to, though. I mean, if you just want to surf through the site, that's open to anybody. But if you want to actually vote on the things on the site, you want to submit things to the site, you can do that. You submit stuff and others vote on it, and then the voted most voted up makes it to the front page and the top of the website over at freetalklive.com. So do head on over there and get interactive. We've been talking about the Black Friday. It's kind of been the overarching theme tonight, but we ended up discussing first-time smoking marijuana. You're welcome to give us your first-time story if you would like to share that. If you recall it, and you also we've been talking about,
is that a pothead joke?
Not really.
If you recall it,
I was actually joking outside. I was like, can't really remember what exactly the first time. Talking about the first time that worked. I agree with the idea that it doesn't necessarily work the first time, but I'm not
sure. You remember
sure.
The first time it worked, but not the first time you smoked.
Right. There's a couple different times. I remember it was offered, and I can't remember if I took it or if I didn't take it right or. You know, stuff like that is just kind of hard to recall.
Do you want to tell us about the first time it worked?
The first time it worked, I remember I was in a park late at night with one of my best friends, and it was in rolled paper form,
mm-hmm.
And we finished it, and I remember everything happening a second after I was realizing it. So this is, like, probably the most high I've ever gotten.
Wait, do you mean you realized it a second after it happened, or it happened a second after you
realized
it?
It's hard to explain, Ian. That's the only way I can put it into words.
Wow.
But I remember saying something to that effect and going to get ice cream and having this new flavor of ice cream, which I might have had previously.
Yeah, right.
But it was a new flavor to me. And I remember being too paranoid to go up and purchase it myself. So my friend, you know.
Why? Because they would know. That you're high.
They might, or I just think I wasn't going to be able to handle numbers or money or words or anything like that. So
I remember that. I remember the paranoia. Like there were two things about getting high when you're young, and I don't know, maybe it'd be the same way. That's the question. If you were to get high for the first time, to smoke pot for the first time at age 30 or 40. And you'd never smoked before that. It was just your first time. Would you likely be as paranoid or giggly? Like, for instance, I remember laughing a lot more when I would, get high as a young person. And I also remember being a lot more paranoid. And I think that the paranoia went away simply because I'd smoked pot so many times. It just becomes familiar and you're not as concerned over time.
But I agree.
But what about the laughter? Do y'all recall that? Like, did you giggle a lot more and laugh a lot more when you were younger, when you were smoking pot at a younger age than you do today?
I think so.
I what I have found for me is that lower grades of marijuana make me paranoid, and this was true early on, then. So, I often would just be paranoid after smoking marijuana. It was, if I got higher grades, then I'd be stoned and have a good time, but, not the lower stuff. So most of the time, the first early on, I remember being paranoid, not having a great time. I don't know why I continue to do it.
We can go to you and your thoughts. Anonymous is calling from East Coast. The East Coast, you're on Free Talk Live, the Amp Lines.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Anonymous. What's on your mind tonight?
So I wanted to share my first experience with LSD.
Oh, already?
It was in March of this year.
Oh.
And it was spring break, and my buddy got some stuff from Europe. And we both did it, and we went out to the park. We went out to this beautiful park that had a rose garden, and it was just amazing, the visual effects, the mental clarity that I had, the way that it makes you feel. It's sort of like if you could describe marijuana with one word, I would describe the feeling as in, whereas with LSD, I would describe the experience as out. You're very out. Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't.
No, not at all. I found that LSD is a very introspective drug for me.
I meant as far as the physical effects, not the introspective. psychoactive effects. It's definitely a very emotional drug, but as far as how you interact with external objects in reality, it's very out, whereas when with marijuana, you feel very in and very closed physically. But the drug was very emotional, and it actually helped me get over some problems, some emotional difficulties that I had in my life. I remember sitting on a park bench and overlooking the sunset with a river in the background and a golf course, and it was absolutely beautiful, and it was absolutely a life-changing experience.
Wow.
I became more comfortable with myself and who I was, and you know, I would recommend that anyone take LSD, so long as it, you know, you hold on, as long as you have a trip sitter, somebody that you trust, and that you do a proper you analyze your medical history properly.
How are you going to know, though? I mean, it's LSD and people that have mental illnesses tend not to go particularly well together, and people that don't even have mental illnesses but are predisposed to mental illnesses. As I understand it, what I've read on it is that LSD can cause people that are predisposed to psychosis to, you know, this will kick it off. This will kick schizophrenia into, that they may not have...
That's absolutely right, which is why I would suggest before doing it, make sure that you do a fairly detailed medical analysis of your history, and you know, make sure that you understand the consequences of what you're going to do, but at least consider it. At least look into it. And
well, that's really important. I'm glad you suggested that people do research. I mean, don't ever get into any kind of drug without ever researching. You know, you wouldn't take Paxil or whatever without going to the doctor to talk to him.
A lot of people would take it if the doctor told them to.
Right, but the idea is you're getting research. The idea is you're going to an expert to ask questions and to find out more. You wouldn't just take something. I mean, it wouldn't be smart to just take something because somebody handed you some pills. So the same thing with any...
The best website for getting information about that is Arrowid.org, in my opinion.
ERROWID.org, Arrowid.org, and there's information there about pharmaceutical drugs. There's information there about illegal drugs as well as plants. It's a very useful site, all kinds of personal experiences and things like that. So knowing what you're getting into is really important. And the most important aspect when it comes to any kind of hallucinogen or psychedelic or entheogen, whatever you want to call them, is set and setting. As you said, having somebody there who can be a sitter and kind of be with you is important, but also to have the right mindset, have the right, a positive place where you can be, where you're not going to encounter likely situations that could be
upsetting,
upsetting, like the police or something like that.
That would certainly be upsetting.
Yeah, and
you know,
being prepared mentally to go into it. So being prepared from a knowledge aspect, knowing about the product before you take it, kind of having some idea of what to, obviously you're not ever going to be able to know what to expect until it actually happens, but to at least be prepared to some extent mentally. And to not go into it with fear, or not to go into it with, you know, negativity. If you've had a bad day, if you've had if you've been feeling like crap, being feeling negative, and this is the wrong time to take any kind of a drug that can alter your consciousness.
Right. The reason why you do it is just as important, because if you're just doing it because you have a hole in your heart and you know you're bored, or you have some emotional trauma that you want to that you just want to forget about, you know, a lot of people take alcohol for that. But if you are looking for, you know, dare I say, spiritual development or some kind of growth in your character, LSD is definitely a good tool, because it allows you to kind of think about things from the perspective of a child without all of the social prejudices that you learn over time.
It'll give you different perspectives. That's for certain.
Alternately, mushrooms is kind of a much, I guess, maybe a little easier way to go about doing that. I think mushrooms tend to be a little bit better than LSD at that sort of thing.
I don't know. I've had worse.
I'm kind of a go big or go home kind of guy.
Well, I got to say, I've done LSD a handful of times, probably somewhere around 10.
And don't go big either.
Don't go big.
Let's get to your story in a moment here, Mark. And thanks for the call, Anonymous. Appreciate it. Don't go big. Take it easy. Take half a dose, what a normal dose, and don't go all the way to the wall, because then you could really hurt yourself. We're coming up here at 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airways. We started with first-time pot experiences. Now it's apparently first-time LSD. Anything goes. It's Free Talk Live.
It's the Cosby Radio Minute, with thoughts and observations from America's favorite comedian, actor, and author, Bill Cosby.
My mother and father come over to the house quite often. My father came over to the house, went into his pocket, and pulled out a handful of money. And began to pass it out to the children. You know, he made the announcement. Now let's see if Granddad has any money for these wonderful children. Well, five children came from everywhere. My father began to pass this money out. And I thought, this is the same man who, when I was his child, I would ask him for 50 cents. This man would tell me his life story. I asked my father to give me a dollar for the school picnic. He told me how he killed a grizzly bear with his loose leaf notebook.
For the latest info on how to connect with Bill Cosby, please visit BillCosby.com. Bill Cosby, America's most beloved funny man, is back with his first humor book since the best-selling Cosbyology. In I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, his hilarious new collection of observations, Bill Cosby brings us more of his wonderful and wacky insights into the human condition that are sure to become classics. I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, the newest book from the legendary Bill Cosby, is available wherever books are sold. This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Tombstone Pizza. With multiple varieties to choose from, there's a Tombstone Pizza that's sure to please your family. What do you want on your tombstone? Family dinner is important, but who says it has to be at the table? When life gets busy and the pressure is on, pull out the good paper plates and settle in for pizza and a movie. It's fun, easy, and memorable for the whole family. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves. It's Thanksgiving weekend. We're here all weekend for you. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're going to be in the studio as we always are to take your calls about anything. So don't hesitate to dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Here with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
Inviting you to the website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on our site and we give them to you for free, including archives going all the way back to 2006, years worth of the show, all downloadable don't have to log in. There's no membership fee. You just click, and they're yours over at freetalklive.com. Now, your chance to win prizes galore going on almost every single day, right, Mark?
Yeah, just about every single day. I've been giving away prizes at facebook.freetalklive.com, all different kinds of prizes. Yeardley, the movie, copies of Guns and Weed, the movie, Ruger's BX25 magazines, Liberty stickers, 5-packs, Vaporsmith's vaporizers, Totosacks. You can find out more about from totosec.us. And you can win any of these, you know, prizes just by liking our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com. Again, it's facebook.freetalklive.com.
That's easy enough.
Yeah.
All right.
Way, you know, win prizes.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. You can take control of the airwaves, whether you want to talk about Black Friday madness, maybe your experiences from being out and about this morning, maybe working in retail. We've also got people telling their first-time stories of smoking cannabis as well. 855-450-FREE. Mark, do you remember your first cannabis experience?
Yes. I smoked marijuana at a friend's house, and, you know.
How old?
I was 16, I believe, and they had Reefer Madness was playing on the television set, and for some reason or another, we had to go someplace in my car, but I was too scared to let other people drive my car, especially if they were in the condition that I was in, so I decided to smoke to drive the car the first time that I'd smoked marijuana, and I almost drove the car into a plate glass storefront.
Not good.
No. You know, it was a bad experience.
How long was it after that you did it again? Did that, like, kind of get you away from it for a while?
I was kind of a destructive kid, and this is one of the reasons is my experiences early on with drugs weren't always very good, and this is one of the things about, you know, the suggestion that doing drugs is a good thing. I gotta say, the farther you are from the age of, the teenage years when you do these things, probably the better off you are.
I tend to agree with that, and the caller that we had on the line, I believe, is probably in his early 20s, and I was in my early 20s the first time I did something serious like LSD.
Now, I'm not under the impression that my words are necessarily going to dissuade every teenager out there that might be listening to the show from doing drugs, and if they are going to do drugs, I think that education's the very best thing that they can have. Set and setting's important.
And there's no reason you shouldn't be educated today. This isn't the 1980s where you're just going off of the word on the street. I mean, there's no excuse to not take the time to go to Arrowhead and to do actual digging and research on these drugs. No excuse.
Listen to your friends. Like, some of your friends are going to have good things to say. They're going to be, some of them you can trust, but don't just, you know, listen to anything you hear your friends say about drugs. Because, okay, for one, if they're already doing it, then they're biased towards these drugs, and they think that they're, you know, they're going to try to promote them, because drug users like company. So yeah. Keep all this in mind when you're trying to decide if you want to try something for the first time.
I remember when I did MDMA for the first time, I was in my early 20s, also LSD in my early 20s, and I remember thinking after the experiences, boy, I'm glad I didn't do those as a teenager, because
yeah.
I was a much angrier person as a teenager, and I don't think it would have gone as well for me.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that teenager is synonymous with idiot, but I do think that there's some correlative data there. And I just don't take your advice from teenagers. They don't know anything. If you're going to do these things, and I'm not suggesting that everybody's going to be dissuaded by my stories of them things not going well, get some education. But I think the very best advice you gave for LSD, you gave, and that's what I was going to do, is don't take a whole hit. Do not do that. If you work your way up on these things.
I don't even want to work my way up. I mean, the last time I did LSD, I took a half a hit.
Yeah.
I'm 31 now. I mean, I just, for me, that's a nice afternoon on a Sunday, and it's not anything that's out of control or anything like that. Then your hit goes twice as far if you take half of a hit.
I think it should also be mentioned that you should also not just trust what doctors have to say about certain drugs, because a lot of pharmaceutical drugs are more damaging than these drugs that we're talking about
now. They kill more people,
right.
Pharmaceutical drugs do.
So, you know, listen to your friends, but don't just take the doctor's word on that this is the drug you should be taking.
That's a great point. Doctors are given certain incentives to push pharmaceutical drugs in some cases. Like, they're not supposed to get perks, but they do. They get them anyway. Like, they're not supposed to get cash from the pharmaceutical companies. They can't give them cash, but they'll get, like, a vacation. for instance, for pushing certain.
Well, they bring food for the office and
all kinds of workarounds to that particular prohibition.
The marketing mechanism behind the pharmaceutical companies has gotten really, really advanced. And you shouldn't take any one person's advice. You're responsible for your body, so you need to do the research. And the fact is that some drugs, pharmaceutical and illicit drugs, they can harm you with one dose. Whether it's LSD that sets off a psychotic episode, you go schizophrenic and you never come back, or whether it's one of these there's all different reports of overdoses and people taking just the prescribed amounts from their doctors and dying.
I know somebody who went to a rave recently who normally is very kind of discriminating about how she does takes drugs. She usually will go and take the time to test it first, for instance. And I think she did actually test this one, but it ended up turning out that it actually had meth in it. And
things didn't go well.
It wasn't a terrible time, but it was not what she was expecting, and it was not what she was looking forward to at all. And so you just never know what you're getting into out there.
You never know.
You've got to be very cautious.
You don't know unless you check.
Right.
And that's why they have test kits. That's why they have research that you can do on the Internet.
But in the case of, LSD...
But I don't think I would have researched as a teenager. I mean, I was just that destructive.
Yeah. In the case of LSD, you're dealing with nanograms. You're not dealing with milligrams... or grams in the case of like pot, but you're dealing with nanograms. There's no way that you can know how much is
each
in that
drop
piece of blotter.
Each drop that hits that blotter is going to be a different amount.
Could be. There are some that are marketed as a certain amount, and if you trust the vendor, then you may be being marketed to correctly, but you never
that
really
sounds like something that's
know.
Going over the internet, not just something you're buying on the streets.
Which just depends on who your connections are, but ultimately, the only way to really assure yourself is to take less than what the prescribed amount is so you can test it and see for sure for yourself what the effects are like.
Shop around for drug dealers. Find one that you can trust, one that tries out their products.
It's hard to find, to shop around for drug dealers, although the Internet is changing that with sites like the Silk Road, which actually allow people to literally choose between different dealers, and each dealer is vying for a reputation, and so therefore they are likely marketing what they say that they are marketing. Otherwise, they're going to get a bad rep. I was actually just on the Silk Road the other day because we talked about it recently, and I was curious if it was still online or not. I went and I checked it out. It's still there, and things are going strong. They've implemented new measures to help protect the sellers there now as well, which is great news also. So people can go learn more about that. Look up the Silk Road Market, 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. But caution is definitely the best thing. Education is really important. Set and setting is critical. There's much to learn about. Don't just go off half-cocked. It's Free Talk Live.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable incredible deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. You can dial in toll-free, bring up anything that you want, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
We invite you online over at freetalklive.com. Head on over to freetalklive.com. You'll be able to sign up for news updates, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get on the various different distribution methods we have. There's email, there's Twitter, there's Facebook. You can pick one or pick them all if you'd like. They're all free. news.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page. Has been for a very long time. It's SACL CAI.
Let's talk to Howard, listening in Pennsylvania. Howard, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Mark.
Hi, Ian, Allie, and Mark. How you guys doing?
Hey. All's well.
What's on your mind, Howard?
Awesome. I just wanted to share about this stuff because I know about this subject a lot because I've got a lot of experience in it. My first time, like, it didn't work for me either. Like,
pot?
Yeah, when I first smoked weed, it didn't work. Like, I was, you know.
And you did it proper, right? You held it in your lungs, that kind of thing?
All that. My babysitter, like, she came over and she was like an older girl, like maybe 4 years older. She's like, started telling me about it, and it, like, seemed really interesting. I was, like, 12.
So, like, boy, yeah, your parents weren't expecting that, yeah, were they, when they hired
your
her?
Your mom got ripped off of the babysitter market, I gotta say.
I know, but I got it, you know, I got her, so, but, yeah, and I would actually want to start saying off that I started at a way too early age. I would totally recommend it. Anybody who decides to use cannabis, you know, it's better off if you wait to your... a grown adult, because in my case, I've had a lot of problems. So I used to use it like as a way to escape. And like, you guys talk about a lot of drugs and stuff. I mean, you don't know nothing. You're talking a real addict. Like, I'm like a good guy. I don't hurt people. But yeah, I've been all through the ringer. But I wanted to tell you about the first time. It didn't work. Mm. But I kept trying it because I was like into it. It just seemed so interesting to me. And I think that had something to do with my personality. I really will tell you, I have problems with substance abuse, and I struggle with that, and a lot of people do. And, you know, I am ashamed of it. I regret that I'm weak like that, but I don't think it's that uncommon. I think a lot of people do. And you guys talk about prohibition and how the drug war makes illicit drugs so unaffordable. And I'll tell you right now, you know, if someone wants to come after me, I'm not incriminating myself, but I am a functional person who would buy any person like you guys is, the way you look at it, you're normal. Like, if you looked at me, I don't use normal. I use probably too much, and I'll admit that. But
give me an example. Like, what do you consider too much?
Well, I use every day, and I used to drink at work. That's too much, right?
Yeah, drinking at work is usually a sign of a problem.
Yeah. I mean, I was drinking a half a gallon of Old Crow every 2 days.
That's putting it away.
Oh, my God.
Howard, that's putting it away. Doesn't it make you, like, stomach acidy? I mean, were you going through a bunch of Tums?
It was murder, Mark. Believe me. It's no fun having to deal with something like that. And you don't think you're going
to
get into
that. Now, you stopped. You've managed to cut back on
the alcohol. I went to Florida. I started drinking beer. I tapered off for, like, 2 weeks, and I got like 90 days, but now I'm drinking again. But the reason why I want, you know, I'm not drinking right now. I'm not like loaded, but I'm in relapse. Like, I'm not sober. You know what I'm saying? Like, so what I'm trying to express is that, like, the first time it didn't work, but then a few other times, like, I kept trying and it did work. But the thing with me is, like, I have this personality where you guys say, like, it didn't lead you guys to other stuff, but to me it did. And I think a lot of people can relate to this. Like, my nature is I want to be high. That's the way I like to be. And I'm calling in to tell you this. It's just like a lot of people deal with this, you know, and they're ashamed of it. But, you know, human beings have problems, you know. And sometimes things get out of hand. It can happen with anything. Shocking. Like you were talking about those shows. I look at those shows where people are hoarding stuff. And it's, you know, as much as I struggle with my difficulties, I look at people like that. And I'm like, what the hell? But they would look at me, and they'd be like, what the hell?
Because
so, like, everybody sees things different, you know?
Yeah. People deal with their problems differently, and it's true that a lot of people like to get high, but you would agree that the high that you experience from alcohol is different from the high experience using cannabis.
It is. Cannabis is so much safer for a person. I'm trying just to get back to that. I really am, but it's hard once you pass, like, a line. Because I know cannabis is, like, such a beneficial thing. It is. It's a helpful plant, you know. But even with that, some people, like, you must know them in your life. Like, if they need to have it every day, and if they run out, they're going to be in a bad mood or blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
That's addiction. You know, that is addiction. Normal people don't use like
addiction.
That every day.
It's a psychological addiction. In the same way that somebody who didn't have, you know, the ice cream that they're used to eating every night at 9:30 might be in a grumpy mood.
That was me as a child.
It's exactly like a crutch. Like, Mark, you've struggled with your nicotine addiction. I quit smoking for 3 years. I smoke now. But, yeah, you guys know that. It's like it gets on you. It's like you don't think it, you know, it's going to be a problem. And then you start thinking about it all the time. Like, I don't know. You guys like wake and bake? Because that's like my favorite thing in the world.
Like, not me. It depends. Yeah, it depends
on
the day.
I know you're very controlled, Mark, but Ian, I know you like cannabis, so, like, I can think maybe you're really
I have waked and baked a number of times in my life,
but
usually it's not when I've got to go to work. But, hey, thanks, Howard. Good luck out there, by the way, with battling that. It is not an easy thing, from what I understand, and I appreciate the call. And it's not any easier because these things are illegal. That makes it even harder, because then a lot of cases, I mean, obviously I'm not talking about alcohol, but in the case of other things that are illegal, you've got somebody who's got an addiction, In many cases, they are afraid to get help. Now, whether that fear is based in reality or not doesn't matter. They may be afraid that by going to the doctor that they might get turned into the police.
I certainly believe that. As a younger person, I believe that there is going to be a police officer that they stationed. Where would you put a police officer if you were trying to find high kids?
You put them
at the hospital. You know, you go to the hospital, you know, you're going to get arrested for this. Sure, we'll treat you, son. And then you'll spend the night in jail.
Yeah. Exactly. So people are afraid to get the help that they need, and keeping drugs illegal doesn't help people like Howard. It doesn't help people in those situations. It just makes the drugs more dangerous. It contributes to more overdosing because people are getting drugs that they don't expect. Like, for instance, the girl I gave you the example of that accidentally was given meth instead of MDMA. So you get things you don't expect in the black market. How many times have you ever bought a bottle of aspirin and found that there's Viagra in there?
It doesn't happen.
Right, that doesn't happen. So, because it's in the marketplace, and the marketplace has quality control in place, and that you are being sold what you're told you're being sold in the open market. But in the black market, it just doesn't work that same way. So your thoughts are certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE, experiences that you have. And somebody might complain. They might say, you guys are a bunch of dopers on the radio. You're talking about drug use. This is wrong. Well, no, what we're talking about is reality. You know, we're talking about the reality that humans, not just teenagers, but humans of all ages, they like to alter their consciousness. That's what they want to do, and they're going to do it whether or not it is illegal. And you can see plenty of evidence for that. No, despite decades.
Animals too.
Yeah. Despite decades of the war on drugs, people are still using drugs, and drugs are as popular as they've ever been, if not more so. And there are more drugs now than there have ever been. So your war on drugs has failed, and it's never going to work because of what you said, Allie. People want to alter their state of consciousness.
The last two presidents of the United States admitted to getting high at some point. Or
that's right.
One of them admitted to almost getting high. There was no inhalation, apparently.
Yeah, right.
Well, the last two would be Obama and Bush, and both of them can't deny crap. So the one before them said, I didn't inhale, and nobody believed it.
Yeah.
Then they shouldn't have.
How could they believe him? It's ludicrous. 855-450-FREE.
I never had sex with that woman.
Toll free number.
I never had sexual relations with that woman.
Enough time for your calls, your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's sealane.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, this is Crazy Melvin for eFoods Direct. And I'm slashing prices to get you the best deals on your food supply. Call now and save, save, save on a 25-year food supply that can save your life when disaster strikes, because it will strike and it will smack you right upside the head. So keep...
Wait a minute, Melvin. I know eFoods Direct, and they're not full of hype like you. eFoods Direct goes to great lengths to ensure you get the best ingredients, full of nutrition and flavor. They are the real deal. Melvin, you're right about one thing, though. For Black Friday weekend, eFoods will save you 30% off anything on their website at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Now, that's a deal with no hype. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and save 30% off your entire order. This deal only lasts through Monday, November 20th. So call now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, 30% off this Black Friday weekend. Leave the hype to Crazy Melvin, because you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want, even in these remaining moments. We are here, by the way, throughout the weekend, so unlike those other shows that want to take time off for the holidays, we're here for you. Don't hesitate to call in and bring up anything that's on your mind. 855-450-FREE is the number, 1-855-450-3733. If you enjoy this program, you can support Free Talk Live, and one of the ways in which you can do that is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the idea is a simple one. The idea is that you send in $3 a month to the show, and we take that and reinvest it and get on more radio stations and also bring more internet listeners on board to expose new people to the ideas of freedom, as well as personal responsibility, which I think we've been touching on tonight. So go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up. You use credit cards like Visa, MasterCard. We've also got PayPal as well for you. Plus, you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, podcast, and more. amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Scott the Bigot calling from Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, Ian, Allie, and Mark. How are you?
All's it well. Was good until you called, Scott. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving.
I did.
You know, this is the most bleak Thanksgiving.
Scott, what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving?
What? I'm thankful. That's a good question, what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for that I'm white.
Okay.
That I'm Christian.
Just like you to take it to a negative place. You're so sad.
I am thankful that I live in a country that supposedly I have some inkling of freedom of speech, although that's diminishing by the year. It's becoming very frightening in this country. Those that don't believe in a police state are sadly mistaken, because
but you believe in a police state. You believe in a police state.
Oh, absolutely.
You want a police state.
What's that?
You want a police state.
Well, let me explain. I'm glad you mentioned that. We're in a depression. People can't pay their bills. And what I'd like to see is this rotten government, make no mistake about it, it is a rotten Zionist-occupied government.
But it'd be better if you were in charge, right, Scott, so you could throw all the non-white people out?
This is what I would do if I had the power. The first thing I would do if I had this power I would abolish Goldman Sachs, APAC, which is the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. All aid to Israel would be instantly vaporized.
I bet you think that the Nazis would be able to run the banking system better, right?
What's that?
Do you think the Nazis would run the banking system better than the Goldman Sachs?
You took the words out of my mouth, and I'm not doing this to be dramatic or to entertain.
No, it's because you're predictable, Scott.
I would like to see a national socialist government in power. It may not be so far-fetched. If it doesn't come down to national socialism or some other form of fascism, it's going to go to communism. It's got to be one or the other. It's got to be either A, communism, or B, fascism, or C, national socialism. And what I'm waiting
for... I don't accept that.
What's the difference between fascism and national socialism, in your mind?
Let me explain. Fascism was implemented by Benito Mussolini's Italy. In other words, it was where the government would have control over state industries, but there wasn't really a racial factor involved. National socialism, on the other hand, would government control over industries where the individual is subservient to the state. But then you have that racial factor, meaning essentially anti-Semitism and racism are enacted into law.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've heard about enough. Thanks for the call, Scott. Appreciate hearing from you. Actually, not really. 855-450-FREE, that is the toll-free number. By the way, correction on something I said earlier. I said LSD was measured in nanograms. I apparently am incorrect about that.
Micrograms
was the terminology I was looking for. Both very, very small.
Yeah, very, very small.
Micrograms. So there you go. There's your dose of Scott the Bigot for your Thanksgiving holiday.
He's thankful for being white.
I figured that was going to be.
He talked about ethnicities as though they're diseases. You know, apparently there's only one that's not a disease.
Mm.
And, you know, you have no control over this. The idea that, you know, somehow you're broken if you're, you know, born some other ethnicity, this just doesn't make any sense. I found out at some point, and you know, when my son was born, he had a birthmark that was indigenous, or you know, was something that Oriental people had, and Native Americans. So, you know, I found out that there's a certain level of my, you know, I'm not white. What a surprise! And you know,
there are certain birthmarks that are likely to appear on certain.
I think they call Mongolian blue spots or something like that.
Interesting.
Yeah, they're
kind of like how some dogs have blue tongues. That sort of thing.
I mean, it's not it doesn't stand out as much as a little gray spot on the kid in the back or whatever. Usually lower back or something like that. And then I took some online test and found out that there's some markers for Ashkenazi Jew back in down the maternal side. Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting.
So you're a Jewish Indian.
Apparently, I've got some of that stuff floating around somewhere. And, you know, I didn't know anything about that.
Out with the likes of you.
Right.
One drop.
Right.
One drop.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
It's totally crazy.
Isn't it
crazy.
Fun, you guys, when people talk about Obama and describe him as black when he's, you know.
Technically, he's not.
He's not black.
He self-describes as black, though.
Really?
And I guess this is the thing about race, is it's such a charged issue. I've decided I don't have one. I have no race. At one point or another, I would have considered myself to be white, but there's really no benefit in this to me. And
but it would be weird to me if you were describing yourself, I'm Jewish, and then it's like what you're just describing, you know.
Changed my mind, decided to be
why
Jewish.
Why did you pick that one to describe yourself? You know, if you've got both, you can't really be specific that way. No one can really be very specific at all.
Yeah. It's just a pointless discussion. You know, it's kind of, it's easy to sit there on the street corner and say, well, that guy's white, that guy's black, that guy's Mexican, maybe Puerto Rican. You know, I mean, you know, it's an easy thing to do to talk about other people. When you talk about yourself, you know more, you're more intimate with this knowledge, and you really can't say, you can't say one thing or the other. You may be proud of one particular heritage, but you've probably changed your mind throughout your life about which heritage you're proud of.
It's so nonsensical. How can you be proud about, like, for instance, I don't know, Mark, I've never taken this DNA test, so I don't know what my heritage is, but I look white, and why would I be proud of being white? It doesn't make a damn bit of sense. So similarly, why would I be proud of being black or Hispanic or anything like that? Because plenty of white people have been horrible murderers around the world. Like, I wouldn't want to be associated with those people.
Well, you also shouldn't feel guilty for being white either. Some people, I get the sense that the way they are reacting to these ideas. They feel guilty, and I promise
I've never owned anybody, and it doesn't matter what color they are.
It just shouldn't be a factor at all, period. You should be proud of the things you've done that are good, and if you want to be ashamed of something, be ashamed of the harm that you've caused other human beings and try to make good on whatever damage that you've done.
Right, and you know, you can't live your whole life as though you've somehow been shortchanged by being, you know, a certain race in a certain geographic area, whatever that might be. You know, that's not gonna help you along the road.
So I never finished the story about the grandpa that you were talking about earlier tonight, Allie, and apparently witnesses told Fox 10 that that apparently a man was tackled to the ground during a rush to grab video games during Black Friday this morning. Last night, rather. Fox 10, actions were taken by a police officer during a fight that at that Walmart were wrong, but Buckeye police have a different story. Witnesses told the station that a grandfather was with his grandson and wife looking at video games. They said that people were tearing the box of games apart trying to get to them, and a woman ended up getting punched. You literally would have thought there were a cure for cancer in this box. People were going insane, said one witness, who saw the whole thing and called it uncalled for. The grandson was being trampled in all of the mayhem, even cutting his lip. His grandfather put the game in his waistband so he could lift the boy out of the crowd, according to some witnesses. They said that's when a police officer grabbed the man and slammed him to the ground, possibly thinking that he was stealing the game. And apparently somebody had a cell phone with them, took video at least portion of this where blood can be seen streaming from his face.
Yeah.
They grabbed the guy, body planted him into the ground, face shattered on the concrete. And that's not a very nice situation. His little boy came running up, wailing and yelling, "Grandpa, Grandpa," and crying his eyes out.
Not bad.
They said that the man had about $600 worth of electronics that he was planning on purchasing and wasn't trying to steal anything. He said he was just trying to get his grandson out of harm's way. So the police, clearly, according to witnesses, overreacting in this particular case. You're not stealing something until you leave the store. And I bet this guy's going to have his charges dropped and probably has good cause for a lawsuit in this case.
I hope so. You know, it makes you wonder. There's violence going on, and the police officer decides to grab this guy who's saving his grandson.
Right.
Hey, by the way, we didn't get to Allie's discussion about Christmas obligations, but it's not Christmas time yet, so let's do that at a later date.
Yes.
Put that on the table. We'll come back next time. Maybe Allie's in sometime over the next few weeks. We'll definitely talk about Christmas and people feeling like they have to buy things. This is a topic we certainly have discussed in the past on Free Talk Live, and I think it's a terrible feeling that that people feel obligated to buy Christmas presents. We'll find out more what Allie thinks next time we have her on. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.